Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Millar. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aubrey Huff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The DH, Jay Gibbons. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Hernandez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bedard. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The center fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Piazza. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting 9th. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Patterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Patterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patterson. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Patterson steals second. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Markakis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patterson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Piazza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibbons hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into left field. Stewart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. Payton goes all the way around to score. Hernandez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty strikes out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patterson strikes out. 1 out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Markakis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 0-for-1 in the game. Millar hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keelty. Huff reaches second base with a double. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Gibbons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gibbons is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbons hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Huff moves to third. 2 outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Huff scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Luis Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Piazza strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. 1 out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Patterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patterson bunts towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Markakis is batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Markakis takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Markakis moves to second. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 0 for 2 in the game. Millar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Markakis scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Huff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Huff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibbons is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Suzuki for a passed ball. Gibbons moves to second. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibbons moves to third. Luis Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Gibbons scores. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Orioles. Jay Marshall now pitching. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Piazza is 0 for 2 in the game. Piazza hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Markakis takes first base on ball 4. Andrew Brown now pitching. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Markakis moves to second. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Millar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Millar strikes out. 1 out. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Markakis moves to third. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Payton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keelty is 0 for 2 in the game. Keelty strikes out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Roberts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 2 in the game. Scudero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Travis Buck now playing center field. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibbons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibbons hits a line drive into right field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby strikes out. Hernandez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Crosby out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Kennedy now pitching. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Patterson hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Markakis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Ray now pitching. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 0 for 3 in the game. Piazza strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Keelty is 0 for 3 in the game. Keelty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Keelty moves to second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero is 0 for 3 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.